Good morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you'll turn there. Let's start in verse 4. We'll go through verse 7. Our text today is that love beareth all things. Love beareth all things. Hear now the word of God. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. As I mentioned, our text is in verse 7, the beginning there, 7a, beareth all things. Love bears all things. The word bear is the Greek word stego. It's not used very many times in the Greek New Testament. And it actually does not correlate with the same verb where you hear of Jesus bearing our sins on the cross. This is not the same exact word, though it is similar. But it means to suffer, to bear, and to forbear. It's more closely defined as a roof, like, or to cover over, to roof over, to thatch over. It means to endure against, or to cover up with the intent of protecting. It can be found earlier in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 12. If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but stego, all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. So Paul is willing to endure, to suffer, to bear all things for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, lest they hinder it. So again, it's not the same word used for Jesus bearing our sins, found in Hebrews 9:28, where it says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Or 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. This is not the same word. This bear is a bearing up, a carrying away, not a bearing and caring, not a protecting. But the word used here in 1 Corinthians 13 is that sheltering, that covering up, that protecting. And then we have all things. It's translated as pas. You're going to hear this every week for a few weeks as love bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The word pas is not an exclusive word. It doesn't exclude anything, really. It means the whole, whatsoever, each and everything, everyone. We can be reminded of this word in Romans 3:23 and 5:12, where it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Pas has sinned. All have sinned. And in 5:12 it says, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So the exhortation here, brothers and sisters, is that love preserves, shelters, and protects from harm being done to others and even ourselves. And we can't neglect this word pause because we don't get to decide what we react to and what we don't react to, what we protect from and what we don't protect from. It's all things, all things. Love preserves, shelters, and protects from harm being done to others and even ourselves. Love can take the assaults. We can handle the attacks, the long storms without stopping the love. There's no indication that this is an offensive kind of act, as if the roof were to peel itself off the rafters and go rebuke the storm and tell it to go away. The roof sits on the rafters and protects what is beneath. Sometimes the attacks come from those who love us the most, those who are closest to us. Sometimes the attacks come from within ourselves. Sometimes we self-destruct, like the metal roof that begins to rust, and each and every rainstorm makes it worse. Every trial makes it worse. Certainly another aspect to this exhortation is that we need to admit, brothers and sisters, that we need to be protected. Why would it be loving to protect, to cover over, if we did not all at some point need to be protected? We need to be protected from environmental and spiritual attacks, and these are attacks that can hurt us. They can take us down, and we can, we need to admit this. And so we protect each other and even ourselves from all kinds of assaults, even starvation, poor health, or physical harm. We also protect from lies and deception. And when we deny that we need protection, we are denying a primary way in which others are called to love us. Have you ever gone to a friend's house and walked inside and noticed that they didn't have a roof? You walk inside and you can see the sun or you can see the rain. And if it's raining, you walk around and their carpet is squishy. Squish, squish, squish. Can you imagine if he were to say, well, we don't need a roof. What do you need a roof for? It's that same kind of foolish attitude that says that we don't need the protection. We don't need other people loving us. Some even choose to deny the love of God. Some choose to deny to call out to God, to cry out to Him, to run in to the strong tower, the fortress of the Lord, to be saved, because you deny that you don't need to be saved. And also, if you're not feeling the love, maybe you need to acknowledge that you need to be protected. We need to be under the roof to receive its benefits. If we didn't have a roof, everything we had would be ruined. But our own bodies would suffer great harm as well, with the sun exposure, with the rain, and then cold, we would suffer greatly. And so roofs are a blessing. Protection is a great blessing. It is loving to protect, to shelter over. And it is certainly loving to cover. 1 Peter 4:8 says, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, fervent love for one another. Charity shall cover the multitude of sins. I like to use this analogy in my own house and with others, but I've always been fascinated with the ability of a duck to swim around in the water and then to just take off and fly. And so when the duck takes off, there's no water on the duck, or the duck wouldn't be able to fly. But when the lab puppy jumps into the water to chase after the duck flies away. And the lab puppy gets out. And he has about 30 pounds of water on him. Right? And he shakes it and gets it all over everyone that he's around. Well, not the duck. The duck is long gone. And so sometimes when we're assaulted, when we're insulted, when we're offended, when somebody is trying to offend our house or someone that we love, we need to wax our feathers like the duck. But we don't wax our feathers with a spirit of disdain for other people. We need to wax our feathers with the Spirit of God, with the love that God has shed abroad into our hearts by His Spirit. We need to wax our feathers with the truth, even compassion. And so we need to become more resilient to these things. We need to not be so affected by the world, by the harsh elements. Isn't it a blessing to be able to come into this room and to worship when it was snowing? Was that a few weeks ago? And that you didn't have to 6 inches of snow on your lap by the time the sermon was done. Isn't that a great blessing? It's a blessing to be protected. But we need to be protectors as well. And we read from the larger catechism last week, we're even to protect the good name of our brothers and sisters and of ourselves. And so in many ways we protect. You think of the mom sheltering the little one from harm. Any mom who would go into a store from the car while it's snowing or raining out would cover over that little one to keep him from receiving the harshness of the elements. And so this is what we do for each other, brothers and sisters. This is the same kind of nurture and care that we give to one another. It'll look different for each of us in different ways. For men, it'll look different even than for women in our house. But many times, my wife has protected me. My wife will give me an exhortation and help me. And in a large way, this is a great protection for me, causing further harm to myself and to others. And so it's not just the men that are protectors. It's not just the men that shelter and protect. And young people, you need to receive the protection of your parents. You need to be very grateful for their protection. And when they exhort you or when they give you wisdom, you need to receive it. It is a blessing to be protected. And one day too, Lord willing, you will have waxed feathers and you will be able to withstand the elements and swim in the icy lakes without being harmed. And you will be able to take off and fly. And greater, you will be able to soar with wings like eagles and be free from the things that would seek to weigh you down and assault you. When the elements fall upon the roof, the elements eventually slide off and go away. The roof doesn't just hold it all the time. And so we need to be able to let these things go. We need to shed water and shed those assaults, shed those attacks. And we do this by walking in the Spirit. We need to remember the truth. We need to be girded with strength by the Word of truth and by His Spirit, that we can continue and walk. And so, brothers and sisters, let us love one another by bearing all things. All things. What can hurt you? What can possibly hurt you? What can remove you or separate you from the love of God? Can anything? Is there any attack? Is there any insult? Any word? Any bullet? Any bomb that can separate you from the love of God? No, nothing. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. And so, Jesus, having taken responsibility for our sins, and having bared them, having taken our sins away, why can't we do this, brothers and sisters? Why must we be weighed down by the sins of this world and the insults, the attacks? Let us be free from these things. Let us be free and let us love. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for the love of Christ. Father, who, though we have insulted him with our actions, with our words, with our thoughts, Father, he thought it well to love us and to shelter us, to protect us from our own sins, to carry them away. Father, that we need not walk in the darkness, but we walk in the light. Father, we thank you for the protection of Jesus Christ, that eternal security of the strong tower where the righteous run into and are saved. This is the Lord. And Father, we call upon you to save us and to help us. And Father, we confess to you that we are not very good at protecting others, those who we love. And Father, I pray that you would help us, that you would help us to be strong in spirit and strong in the truth of your word, strong to protect, to cover over. And Father, that we would be resilient to attacks, that we would not escalate these things and make them worse, but Father, that we would certainly shed off these attacks, and that we would move on towards things that are lovely and true, that we would focus on the heart of the matter. God, you even give us compassion for those who might try to hurt us, even ourselves. Would you help us to be compassionate even toward our enemies? Would you help us to be compassionate towards those who are sinning, even ourselves who sin? Father, we pray that you would help us to be strong in faith and strong in spirit, that we would be able to withstand the attacks of the evil one, our own flesh. Father, all kinds of attacks, that we would be able to withstand trials and difficulties, that we would bear under them. Father, that we would dwell under them in safety. Oh, Father, we pray that you would cover us. And Father, we confess that we are often afraid, that we are often proud and disregard the protection that you give us. The protection that you give us in our mothers and fathers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our elders and deacons, even the civil magistrate. Father, we shake our fist at these and we are unthankful and Father, we deny them. When we deny the blessings of protection that you give us. Father, would you help us to be humble? Father, would you, if we are proud, would you weaken us at the knees, that we would fall down before you and cry out to you and run to you, that we might also protect those who we love. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth of your word. And we confess our own sins to you at this time.